Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, today joined by Grace Joaquin. And we are going to talk today about one of those questions we hear a lot in the Career Center. We tend to have these episodes from time to time where it's a type of career that we hear students kind of mentioning and but also might not having a clue how to do that. So we hear, I don't want a desk job, or I want to work outside. So today we thought we would chat about those types of jobs and careers that spend a large part of their workday outside. Even though, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, nearly half of all jobs require some outdoor work, we're really going to focus in on the positions that the majority of your time would actually be outside. And then stay tuned later in the episode for our interview with someone who does work outside. So, Grace, do you want to kick us off by maybe just talking about some of the benefits of working outside?
Yes. So some of these are pretty self-explanatory. But the first is improved mental health. You know, they've done studies, I think, about working in nature and how that can improve mental health. We've also got physical health benefits, increased productivity and creativity. And then working outside can also give people a chance to appreciate and protect nature or have a positive impact on the environment and the community. So all great positives about
all good things. Just like being outside for pleasure, you're getting a lot of those benefits if you spend even more of your time outside.
Exactly.
Perfect. Of course, there are also a few challenges and considerations we want to mention. You know, we live in Michigan and the weather is something where the different conditions are going to affect, obviously, what your work environment is like. If you go into an office every day, you got about 70 degrees. It's going to be the same. If you're outside, you've got a lot of other factors. So that could also mean there might be some additional safety concerns. It could mean that your schedule is a little bit different than more of that like standard 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Could include some holidays, weekends, getting up and working before the sun is up if you're, you know, doing something that is going to be a hot project. And some outdoor jobs are seasonal, especially in a place like Michigan where, the seasons are very different and will require different types of roles outside.
Megan, did you ever want to work outside?
Not really. I don't think that was ever a real goal of mine. And now I definitely don't. Preparing for this episode, I was thinking, like, do we ever have to actually work outside? And I think it's always just a choice if we, you know, bring our laptops outside or something.
Right. We do like the one community service day a year where sometimes we'll be outside, but that's pretty much the only time that we're
kind of the extent
walking maybe around on campus.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
a bigger campus. Yeah. You're outside dealing with the conditions.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I also am with you and I like being outside, but just by choice and not necessarily for
Exactly.
a day to day.
Exactly. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to quick take a look at a variety of industry sectors that have occupations that work outdoors that might align with some of our majors here at GVSU. And we want to share some sample job titles because I think that can be really helpful to kind of open up everybody's mind to see, it's not just necessarily kind of, you know, your work for the DNR or something, right, that you might think about.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of options. And first, we're going to talk about the industry sector, which is agriculture, forestry, fishing, and aquatics. And this ties into our guest that we'll have later in the episode. So stay tuned if you're interested in that. The majors that can align with this industry are natural resource management, biology, environmental sciences, chemistry. And then, you know, there's a few job titles, too, just as an example, just as those majors are an example, too, because there's a lot of majors that probably could also fit into this. But some job titles are water and soil quality monitor. GVSU has the Annis Water Institute. Then we have trail restoration workers. Students can find jobs or internships at Student Conservation Association. And then we have conservation scientists as another. There are GIS surveyors, which you can take courses at Grand Valley for GIS. It's a really great, I think, area to get into if you're interested in outdoor work. We have fisheries technician, and then finally wildlife monitoring. And again, these are just examples. And these majors have the most opportunities to be outside if we're looking at the ones that are available at Grand Valley, the majors.
Right, for sure. All right. So the next industry is the mining, oil, gas, and energy industry, which might align with majors like geology, biology, again, natural resources management, geography, engineering. And these types of job titles could be chemical engineer, petroleum geologist, a well tester, a solar field land manager. So a lot of, you know, truly unique job titles that certainly, you know, you think about a chemical engineer, for example, there could be some work outside, but likely it's going to be a mix. And, you know, if you're interested in this role, it's just probably good to think, yeah, I definitely want something where 80% of my time is outside, but maybe you'd be happy with 20%. Right. So again, it just kind of comes down to a theme we come back to a lot in the Work Like a Laker podcast is what are your values overall in terms of your environment and what you want out of your career?
And I think the ones Megan just talked about and then all the rest of the ones are jobs I wouldn't always necessarily think about being outside.
That's true.
And so it's kind of fun to think about the possibilities. And so, you know, if you're thinking, oh, if I have to work outside, I have to be in the field of biology or XYZ.
Right.
We're going to give you some options mm-hmm. that don't fall into that. And so this next one is a great example, which is the industry of leisure and hospitality. As far as majors at Grand Valley, we have the HTM major and recreation majors, and then some job titles you might get in this field, which again, like, it's just fun to think about because I wouldn't automatically connect being outdoors, but it totally makes sense. Would be like a wedding or event coordinator, outdoor adventure guide, which like, yes, that would be outdoors. Yeah.
In the name.
Yeah. Resort activity planner, and then retreat facilitator are some ideas there.
Yeah. And that's a night and day different industry.
Oh yeah.
From the two previous ones.
Different
that we mentioned.
Skill sets. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
For sure. Another one that I don't think we really consider when we think about working outside would be healthcare and emergency services. So that's, you know, your paramedics, your PTs, your occupational therapists, athletic trainers, health coaches, police officers. These are all roles where, depending on the day and what you have going on and who you're meeting with or who you're serving, you might be outside serving that population, that you might then bring them to a hospital or bring something into a lab later or whatever it may be. But yeah, that's definitely one that I really does not stay at the top of my mind when I think about working outside.
Right. And we have a previous episode where we talked to an alum named Mallory who talked about her job in criminal forensics.
Yeah.
And she talked about like the people who will be on the scene taking photographs and, yes. and all of that. And yeah, a lot of that I'm sure is outdoor.
For sure.
And you get to have that little bit of nature
right.
in your role.
Right.
Another area is education. So there, you know, and with education, as far as majors are concerned, there are so many different majors that can provide educational support in an outdoor environment. So I'm not going to list all of them, but in this field, some job titles would be a teacher, specifically in subjects like PE, biology, ecology, botany. I will say when I was an elementary teacher, of course, we went outside sometimes too. A lot of elementary teachers specifically will go outside once a day for recess to monitor. So it depends what school you're at, but like definitely that is part of it. Another one is environmental educator. You could be a park ranger. You could do community outreach. Another is historical and cultural preservation. So like this could be a good fit for history majors or anthropology majors.
Right. Again, that's definitely an area you would think, oh, you're going to be in a museum.
Right.
Right.
I have a friend who worked in Holland I forget the exact name, but it's like a nature preserve in Holland.
Oh, cool.
And yeah. She would teach classes outdoors and they would come. They do like maple syrup and stuff.
Yes.
And it was a great job. She loved it a lot and got to be outside. So.
And I feel like there are a lot of education, like more traditional, like K-12 education
yes.
experiences now where maybe from like kindergarten through third grade, your classroom is outside.
The zoo has one. Blanford
yeah.
Nature Center has
yes.
one. There's a lot. So
I think a lot of people are seeing the value in being outside and making that happen maybe in a less traditional way than we imagined for the history of the world work.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Creative arts then would be the next industry. This would be photographers, film and video production crews, musicians. I think we can all imagine where we've either seen people actively doing those things outside, you know, going to a concert or going to a wedding, right? These are all things that could definitely take place outside.
Yeah. And then our final group is sales, marketing, and business, which again, I'm going to think office probably, right? If I'm going to think that initially. But think about, you know, a field sales representative, a real estate agent, social media content developer, product brand promotion, sports industry.
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of opportunities when you think about it that way.
Truly. It could be a lot of time spent outside. Commuting exactly. between different things and getting content or whatever. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, I think, again, it doesn't mean you have to be like deep in the woods, right? To have a job where you're working outside.
Right.
Now to talk more about working in agriculture, forestry, fishing, and aquatics is Leah Wilson at the Robert B. Annis Water Resources Institute. Hi, Leah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So my first question is just, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I actually graduated from Grand Valley in 2023. I started in 2019. Thank you. I went there for undergrad. I majored in biology and then I minored in chemistry. That is not what I came in as. So don't feel bad if you change your major like seven times because I definitely did. But yeah, I started with that major and minor, finished up with it and... Yeah, and then I ended up at AWRI kind of through happenstance.
Okay.
What was kind of random.
Just curious, what was your initial pull to biology? Like, was there a specific career path you were thinking originally?
I knew I wanted to do something in science, mm-hmm. but I wasn't exactly sure what.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the reason I came to Grand Valley. I was between a few different places, but Grand Valley had the most... the widest amount of choices. Like if I picked a certain science and didn't like it, which I did, I picked biomed first and found that wasn't really what I was wanting to go into because I didn't really want to be a doctor or go to med school or anything. So then I switched to biology and it was essentially the same program, but so it worked out. I always knew I wanted to do something in science kind of from high school.
Oh, awesome. And you mentioned the happenstance piece. So can you explain more about that? How did you get connected?
Yeah. So it's kind of funny. My first like kind of science-y like in the field job was through the biology department here. Mm-hmm. I was a laboratory prep assistant under Diane Laughlin. She was the lab supervisor. And funny enough, I worked there for like 3 years and I'd heard people talk about AWRI because a lot of people don't realize it's part of Grand Valley.
Right.
And it's really kind of our research like campus in Muskegon. And there's a bit of difficulty because there's not, you know, there's not a direct pathway to get out there for students. So they're trying to work on that, you know, get access kind of to be a little bit better for students because a lot of students don't know about it, and it's a gold mine for research experience, at least if you're looking for experience in life sciences. But I was working in the bio department for like 3 years, and Diane's partner was the interim director at AWRI for a while. And I didn't really know like anything about it. I knew she would go out there. She'd say like, oh, I'm not going to be here today. I'm going to be at AWRI in Muskegon. Like, and I'm like, okay, well, she's going out there to do stuff. And I know that's a Grand Valley place, but I, even in the bio department, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, most of the professors are out there are like fisheries and aquatic science related, or, you know, like limnology, like the study of lakes or, you know, freshwater sciences. So it was kind of surprising that I didn't know about it. But a friend that I was working with there was like, hey, they have, you know, two openings. Do you want to apply? And this was right before I graduated. And I was like, sure.
And these were full time positions.
Yep. And they were just laboratory technician positions in a couple of the different labs out there. And so I applied and that's how I got the job. And then, you know, I went there and it was like, how did I not know about this? This is crazy. Like,
I know.
Great.
Yeah. I just visited it the first time myself last summer and it's beautiful out there.
It is beautiful.
It's such a cool location. I recommend all students to check it out, even if you're not, you know, wanting to go into that field, but it's a really nice location.
Yeah.
So can you talk more about what you mentioned? You're a lab tech. Can you give some more detail about what you do as a lab technician at the AWRI? Is that how?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. The lingo. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of super cool. There's a lot of differences between like the types of lab techs you could be. Mm-hmm. I kind of had the idea of going into like industry as a lab tech, and though I can't really truly speak on that because I haven't actually been in industry. That's typically where you kind of seem to find you're kind of doing, you know, the same things day in and day out. You can't really necessarily like stray too much from your, you know, standard operating procedures. You're kind of following the same guidelines all the time, which I thought is what I would want to do. Mm-hmm. That was, I had no interest in going kind of like the academic route until I got the job. And then, so that's kind of the beauty of AWRI as a lab tech. You have like the whole academia, you know, piece involved with it, which really allows for a lot of, I think, personal and professional growth in terms of you get to try so many new things. Like, it's not just like you're stuck on one project all the time and that's what you do day in and day out. I was on like 3 major projects that were all very, very different. But we'd still have like random projects sprinkled in. Like, I got to learn how to kind of use Canva and design little handouts to hand to people when we were out in the field and they had questions. Or, you know, we got to go to different academic and, you know, non-academic conferences and speaking at conferences, which was a really cool experience.
Yeah. Being on a podcast.
I've never gotten to do that before. So yeah, it's had a lot of really cool, different, experiences that I didn't think I would get, and I don't really think you have as much of a chance of getting if you're not in academia.
Well, and speaking of that variation, when I think of a lab tech, I think of someone with like a coat on working in a lab. Are you ever able to go outside? Like, what does your kind of day-to-day look like in that sense?
Well, because of the variation, the day-to-day could look very different depending on, I feel like it mostly for like my lab, and I can't speak for all of them because there are at my place of work, there's multiple labs with multiple PIs with all sorts of different projects. But in my lab, it was kind of different depending on the season, if you would. So during the year, it kind of things kind of slowed down a little bit. And that was when we would be doing the most of the, you know, like scientists from the movies type thing, like wearing the lab coat, a lot of different PPE, because one of the labs that I did the majority of my work in was a biosafety level 2 lab. So you have to, like, it's kind of like the whole like hazmat type deal to keep yourself safe, which is important. But when the summer came around and the fall, we got to do field work, which was super great. My favorite project that we did was the beach monitoring, and I'm currently doing that now. I've had the chance to become the field lead this summer and lead the team that's doing that, which is super cool. There's also leadership opportunities. But basically, we get a list of beaches each year that we have agreed with, you know, several government entities to monitor for E. coli levels and harmful algal blooms. So we go out and, like, on Mondays, we do 9 different beaches throughout Muskegon County, which are both inland lake and Lake Michigan beaches. We'll monitor those for those 2 parameters. And then on Tuesdays, we do 8 more. So,
it sounds like I have you to thank for last summer. I met my family at a lake and they wouldn't let us swim because there was like harmful levels. I think of
if it was in Muskegon or part of Ottawa County, then probably
it was Ottawa.
So. Yeah. I mean, if it was Hoffmaster, yes.
Oh, okay. It wasn't, but I mean, maybe it still was, but if not you, then someone with a similar role probably.
Yeah. There's, it's pretty cool. Like, that's kind of, it kind of like comes in with the whole variance thing. Like, even though it's an academic lab, most of the work that I've done has been in collaboration with like the public health department in Muskegon County or Ottawa County, or we have different watershed management groups that are from all over the state that contact us. We've even had some people from like Illinois contact us for some work. So even though it's academic based, it's kind of like a contract lab as well.
Okay. And how do you, like, was working outside something you always wanted to do? And whether yes or no, how do you feel about working outside?
So it was not.
Okay.
I love the outdoors. I'm a crazy, like, I get weird if I don't get outside at least once a day. But I was not thinking that I would want to do something outside because fieldwork can be very intense and strenuous depending on what you're doing. Like, some of the labs have fieldwork where they're gone for, you know, a week upstate, and they're, you know, on Lake Erie or something, like doing fish monitoring for like a week, and you're like, that's kind of a lot. It wasn't really something I was looking for, and I didn't want my like love of nature to turn into a job.
Right.
And then when I, you know, signed my contract to work for the lab that I'm in, I'm like, okay, well, it looks like I'm going to be doing mostly lab work, and this lab work is like exactly what I want to do. So that's cool. And then there's this little field work piece, but it's only for 10 weeks in the summer. Okay. Like, that's not that big of a deal. Yeah. Like, I can make that work. And it seems like a pretty sweet deal. I mean, you don't have to pay me to go to the beach.
Right.
Like, I love it. It's like the dream job. But, you know, when I was signing it, I'm like, okay, like, we'll, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And it's not a huge part of the job, so that should be okay. And then we got to that first field season, and it is my favorite part of the job.
Oh,
I love it. That's awesome. It is so much fun.
I mean, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And it's probably, I'm sure every job differs too with like whether or not you have to go out in off seasons or, you know, so like,
it's, some do. Some are out in the winter. Like, that's kind of why I didn't want to. It's
right.
Like, oh, I don't want to go out in the, I love the winter. I don't want to go out in the winter and be freezing
every
cold.
Day, yeah.
Or
yeah.
be soaking wet all the time. But
it's, which is fair.
Really, which that does happen. Like, still does. I mean, we go out rain or shine.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
And
or
last
very
summer
hot.
Was, yep. I mean, it's been pretty hot this week, and we were out there running on the beaches. And like, it's, that's another thing I really like about it is it's very like, Ours is very physical, but it's not like we're carrying like 50 pounds of equipment with us.
Yeah.
So that's like a blessing. And it's awesome because we basically like run on the beach, and we go to like 8 or 9 different beaches a day. So it's really, it gets you in really good shape. So.
And are
really
you
fun.
Doing that all day long? Like, are you outside all day?
No, we, it kind of depends on the, usually no. But it kind of depends on the day sometimes. Like, if there's, like, a storm or something, you might go out later and have to stay out later.
Okay.
But usually it's at least half the day.
Okay.
Maybe, like, I'd say, like, 4 to 6 hours, depending on the day.
Okay. I mean, that's a good chunk of time. So
Yeah. It's great.
Is there anything else you want to share about working outside? Like, any, like, what you love most, what you like least with your experiences
so
far?
Yeah. Well, I guess I've kind of highlighted what I like most about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's great for you physically, mentally. It's beautiful. I mean, most of our sites are on Lake Michigan. So you kind of get a good idea of like, these are the best beaches to go to in the summer. Like, these ones are the least crowded. This one's the cleanest. Like,
we'll have to talk one, after.
Yeah. Like, it's gorgeous. But it's super fun for that reason. And you see a lot of animals. But some of the tougher parts are like, we've lucked out, knock on wood, this year with the weather.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been too bad. But last year when we would go out, at least one crew per week would get like soaked with rain. You know, that's aside from you're already getting pretty wet with the waves.
Right.
So there's that. But and then some of the beaches, you know, if they're not clean, then you're the guy that's going thigh deep and elbow deep to get your sample in it. So
true.
You know, like when they're posting those advisories, it's because we went very deep in those. At least not like head under, but you get dirty sometimes.
Right.
So, and then there is a bit of public like interaction. Like, a lot of times people will ask what we're doing or what we're sampling with, and most of the time it's great. Like, they're super curious and it's awesome. I love talking to the people and telling them about it because they usually want to know, and they should know, you know, they're swimming. So but sometimes people are a little, they have different opinions on it, you know, they don't think we should be out there. But so that can be kind of difficult to navigate sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I guess lastly, the hours can be kind of strange sometimes. Like, if there's a really bad thunderstorm in the morning, but it's supposed to subside within like an hour or two, like, we've had to wait like and had like a 2-hour like storm delay before. So that will delay, like, sometimes if you don't get started until 10, you've got 9 beaches to run. Like, you're not back until pretty late. And sometimes with the sample processing, like that can get, it's not exactly like 9 to 5 all the time.
Okay. Yeah. And that's nice for people to know, because I feel like that's definitely something people have to consider.
Yeah. I mean, I think that if you're looking to do field work, I would not really consider, like, you're not going to have a 9 to 5 job.
Right. At least not majority, or not every day.
Yeah. I would even say, I would stretch that to like the whole, academia lab sphere. I don't really, like, my job was not always 9 to 5. Sometimes, like, when there was like a really bad storm, we had like a week off of work, but like because of the snow was so bad.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to stay late to finish a project.
Yeah.
A lot of our the stuff that I didn't do that was outside was very, very time sensitive.
So you had to finish it.
Yes. Yeah. Like if there was some delay, like it had to be done like by the time we got samples in. We had 48 hours to get results out to the state.
Oh my goodness. So
it was, I mean, it was fine, but we were rocking and rolling with it. But yeah.
And that's definitely what I would say working in my section of academia, right? Where it's like you just have your busy times where sometimes you're working, you're doing a presentation after hours, or you're doing having an event or whatever, but not quite the same as you. Mine is more predictable, I think. But but yeah, I mean, I think, but like you said, it probably adds to that variety piece that you like. So it's kind of like the pros and cons, right?
Yeah, right. It was kind of cool. We would have like a busy season and a kind of more chill season where sometimes we would like leave early if there wasn't anything to do, or you know, you get to do like a more fun task, or like if there's a cool festival happening downtown, like we would go to that, like if we had some downtime. But it's just very variable, but that is like kind of for me perfect. I can't be doing the same thing every day, so I would definitely recommend it. You know, it really opened a lot of opportunities for me, and like everybody else who works there kind of says the same thing. Everybody's always willing to teach you new things. If you're interested in what another lab is doing, they'll teach you. They'll bring you along if they're doing field work. It's really great.
Well, thank you so much. This was very helpful. And again, this was Leah Wilson, and she works at the Robert B. Annis Water Resources Institute.
All right. So that concludes our episode for today. Hopefully we gave you lots of ideas for all the many opportunities you have to avoid being stuck at a desk all day. So definitely, you know, explore Grand Valley majors, explore the careers that are connected with that. And you know who to come to if you want to dig even deeper. The Career Center is always available for you. And we actually do have lots of fairs and events and opportunities to speak with alumni and employers who may have roles where some of their work involves being outside. So definitely take advantage of getting to talk to all the great people who come to our campus and all of our great alumni out there in the field. And if you find yourself in a job that you are inside all day, maybe just, you know, take your lunch break outside. I will do that. Go on a walk, recharge. These are other great ways to incorporate the great outdoors into your work. So thank you so much to everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.